And welcome to the Council Connection, the first one for the year. I hope you had a lovely break. It's lovely to be here with you. And my beautiful co-host, Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, good, good. First show back, so it's great to hear. Great to be back on air again and to be able to promote and share some fantastic things happening in the Yarra Valley, all over the place, across the Warden and Healesville and Yarra Glen and all the way down the line as well. So some great things happening today as well.
Absolutely. We've got a bit of a jam-packed show, sending a belated Happy New Year out to our wonderful listeners. But first up, we have Matt Shaw. So Matt, welcome, Matt. Matt's going to... give us a little bit of an update about a podcast series that's about to launch. So, welcome, Matt.
Hey, Matt, how are you going?
Hey. Yeah, it doesn't look like he can hear you for some reason.
That's all right. We've had this is live radio, so a few technical issues with Matt joining us on air. So what we'll do is we're going to flip it up and go to Plan B now. So I'll quickly go through the show as we're going today, and then our next guest talk is going to be Julian from the Downhill Skate. So we have Matt Shaw will be joining us a bit later on when we get our technical issues sorted. But after that, our second section will be Dan from our youth team. Chatting with Bella about a local freezer event happening soon and all things youth in the Yarra Valley. Up now, we've also got Julian Sherman from the Downhill Skate, who have an event coming up in Warburton on the 3rd to the 5th of March, the Downhill Victorian Skate Show. It's a great opportunity to promote some opportunities for local volunteers to be involved in the show, in the event, but also see some really amazing athletes skating down the Mount Donabuang as well. So hopefully we're going to give it a try here. Julian, can you hear us?
Yep, sure can.
Yeah, fantastic. So Julian, if no one's heard about downhill skating, what is it?
Well, what downhill skateboarding is, it doesn't really stray far from... what it's described as. It's basically it's skateboarding, but it's an offshoot of skateboarding that's evolved alongside regular skateboarding. So, you know, everyone thinks skateboarding is the sort of skateboarding you do in a park or a bowl or street skateboarding. Downhill skateboarding is that, except adapted to a racing and speed mindset. So our boards are basically, we used to call them long boards, but what's happened is we don't really do that anymore because over time, over the last 10 years, the technology has progressed and the boards have become smaller again. But a typical downhill skateboard versus a street skateboard is street skateboards have much smaller wheels, smaller trucks, and smaller deck sizes and are completely adapted to something else completely. So downhill skateboarding is all about speed and going down mountain roads at high speeds. So, and there's a racing component like Formula One where we have typically four people head-to-head racing where drafting and aerodynamics plays a large part in winning, as well as sliding, which is another large component of the sport where, believe it or not, we can slow down. We just do it differently. So we have these things on our hands, these gloves with large plastic discs called pucks, and we put that on the ground. And at high speeds, you can slide a downhill skateboard and effectively break at very high speeds. So that's how the sport basically works, and it's all about going sideways and, yeah, down massive mountain roads. And in Victoria, there's quite a few of those, so there's a bit of a scene that's been growing here.
And yeah, it's amazing to see, and I think a good cultural reference if people have seen the Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yes.
There's a great scene, him going through Niceland, going through that, but he had rocks in his hand, not lovely pucks. Yeah. But if it's in a movie, that's what it's like solo, but this is a competition.
Yeah, that's right. So, funnily enough, that movie sort of got me into this sport. Back in 2013, the sport sort of exploded.
That old already, is it? Gosh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, that's basically, if you guys have seen that movie, that's what downhill skateboarding usually involves. It's just about having fun, going down fast in the roads with obviously a lot of control, but it's over the last 10 years, the sport sort of has had its up and downs. But the one thing that's been consistent is the accessibility of the sport and the technology behind the the gear that we use, it's a lot more easier to learn and pick up and go quicker. Boards is more stable, and it's really evolved into its own sport with its own identity. So typically you'll see downhill skateboarding involved with another form of a similar sport that also uses gravity to go propel at high speeds, and that's street luge. So at a lot of events we have downhill skateboarding and street luge. And if you think downhill skateboarding is crazy, the luge guys are even crazy because they go quicker and they lie down on the board. So
yeah, it's pretty intense seeing that stuff. Yeah.
And can I ask Julian, what type of speeds do they clock?
So typically, for reference, so let's say someone who's been doing downhill skateboarding for a while, most of our speeds average around, I'd say cruising speed is about 80 k's an hour.
Oh.
60 to 80, you know, it takes a while to get desensitized to speed, but at Mount Donna, for a point of reference, our top speed's easily 90 k's an hour on a skateboard. And then the luge guys have clocked over 105, maybe 110, so.
It's just phenomenal. So people have driven up there and around there, imagine just going, looping through that on a skateboard with just some nice leathers to cover you and some pucks in your hand and a helmet.
Yeah, so when it comes to open road skating, when we're practicing and just having a good time, we obviously skate with a different mindset. The hardest part is learning and getting to the level part, you know, the level where you can stick to your side of the road and have enough control and know what you're doing. And that takes many years. But with these events, we run racing and everyone's in a suit, because if things are going to go wrong, it's in a racing environment. So, you know, people do crash, but you'll be surprised how well they can protect you. And the other component of running these events is obviously providing a safe space to do this sort of stuff. So while we do have a lot of control in open road environments, we do need places for people to learn in a safe place. It makes it a lot less intimidating.
Mm.
And I think the people will see the sport and be like, hey, this isn't actually so bad, because what you see on YouTube and sort of on media a lot of the time is a very small percentage of riders. Like, that's very high level.
Mm.
But if we show that, hey, anyone can do this, then, you know, you can do it from sort of any rate, age really, then I think a lot of people get a lot more motivated and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, the F1 of skateboarding in regards to
and it's just a great like culture and sporting a sport to pick up, because it can take you around the entire world and you can really find a lot of places to do this sort of sport, and there's a lot of great people to meet out there, and it's like it becomes like its own passport. So it's taken over the last few years, it's taken me all over the world, and that's how I sort of got inspired by doing events, just by attending other events. So I wanted to bring that sort of stuff back down here.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And so you mentioned there, so Mount Donna Biwang. So there's an event happening up in Warburton in March.
Yep, that's it. So we've run two events with the Air Rangers Council. It's the same event returning. It's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from 9:30 to 6:30. We'll be riding for both days, for 3 days, but on the last day we'll be finishing at 5:30, so an hour earlier just to pack up. But yes, the event has run really well in the past. We started out, the first event was 2 days and it was wet the whole time and raining. We still ride in the rain, but definitely usually in an environment where it's closed, because the way that our wheels work is if they're really soft and good for going at high speeds in the dry, they're quite the opposite way when you go in the rain, because the urethane, and it's really, we lean to Turner on our skateboards. So if you lean in the wet, the board can just eject from underneath your feet.
Yeah, just a quick exit.
Yeah,
so my knuckles are white hearing that.
Yeah, it's, me too. Like, it's not much fun. So, but in the event, it's okay because you can push yourself. So we still enjoy it. But the second event went extremely well over the first, because we ran the first event just before the first lockdowns came in, and then we ran the 2022 event right after the last lockdown. We had pretty much everyone in Australia turn up, which was great, and the Mayo showed up and gave us a lot of support. And now this year we have even more support, and the event's growing with some international showing interest to turn up. So,
oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, you know, spectating is free, and if you want to come check out this unique and amazing sport and see something you've never seen before, come hang out. We know we had a bunch of spectators last time and everyone had a good time. We're going to have food trucks this time. So we're trying to expand and make the event better and a culture icon of the region, because we do ride that mountain quite a bit, and it's even better when we have it closed and we can have more people involved and grow the community. I think it's a special thing. And to have so much support from the Yarra Rangers Council, the Upper Yarra Community Enterprises, I can't say thanks enough, because we just couldn't do it otherwise, not to the level we do. So, yeah, I think the event has got a lot of potential, and we are looking into expanding other events. We do have a new Lake Mountain Daniel Festival event planned, which will be for beginners. So yep. We sort of see Mount Donna as an intermediate hill, but if you want to learn how to skate, we've got something that's very similar, but it's 2 days, and you can then try out Yarra for 2024. So...
build yourself up.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the plan. We'd like to expand and make Victoria and Australia one of the best places to do this in the world. So,
yeah, fantastic. So people, locals, they listen to it now and want to enjoy and be part of that event hub. Whereabouts is that place, and where can they get the best the viewpoints and enjoy the event?
I'd say the best viewpoints are easily at the big left corner. So there's where you go about 90 k's into. So you'd probably want to give yourself a bit of a distance in case something happens, but definitely behind the hay bales. But you sort of, if you go down from the tower, you want to go past the big gravel car park, and towards the middle is a left-right corner set. And that's a good viewing place. But I think really one of the better viewpoints is where we had for the racing is the... just above the 10-mile car park, there's a large straight, and that's where the finish line will be. Mm-hmm. And that we had a lot of spectators turn up for that, and it was very exciting. And basically any corner too, it's really exciting to see people draft each other really, really closely and trying to get in past each other, you know, four wide and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal. So people can obviously really enjoy it and watch it. There's other ways to be involved as well. So there's some volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking for course marshals. So if you want to have an idea what that is, basically we ask you to sit at a corner behind the bales and on the track, obviously. So you get a red flag and you work with us, and we make sure the track is safe for our competitors and riders. So... basically, it'll be a very entertaining job, pretty easy, but you just need to be, you know, really working with the team and using the radio systems and make sure the track is clear, and that's about it. So we'll teach you, and, you know, we love it when people come back, but we're always looking for new talent. If there's people out there, then, you know, we'll get you up to speed, and we're always welcome to anyone to join. So if anyone's out there in Wolverton listening, we highly recommend that you come and apply, and we'll look after you and you'll have a good time. So,
yeah, it sounds like an amazing opportunity. So it's Friday the 3rd to Sunday the 5th of March.
Yep.
In Wolverton. So to find out more, where people can find out more information around the event, but also volunteering.
So most of the information will be up on victoriadownhill.com, and that all the information for the event will be there on the event page. And there's still some stuff we're updating, but it's nearly finished, and you can find the volunteer portal is already available to use. So that's at victoriadownhill.com/get-involved. So if you go on the website, you'll see a get involved page. So that's our volunteer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all the shifts available for the different roles for each event. And all you need to do is just press the apply button and fill out the form, and we'll get back to you. So we have quite a few positions still open, so recommended. We also, what else can I say? I think for people on your last question was, where can people watch the event? I think the best place is just if you go to the 10-mile car park and turn up, that's where the main event hub will be, which is the bottom of the track. Parking will be available, and you can freely walk up the event track. And as long as you follow course marshal directions to make the event safe, you're good. We'll also have the shuttle buses that are used to transport riders up and down. So you can also, as a spectator, jump on those and get off anywhere on the track, as long as you're with a course marshal. So
Fantastic, Julian. Well, look, no pun intended or pun intended. It sounds like a very well-oiled machine and an opportunity for locals and people further afield to get involved and see something a little unique, a little bit exciting, but also some pretty amazing volunteer opportunities for the local community too to get involved in something a little different. So, yeah, looking forward to it and sending a big shout out to you and the team for a successful event. It's on the horizon and, yeah, we look forward to hearing all about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And, yeah, like I said, you know, as a volunteer, it's just a very unique opportunity. It happens once a year and, you know, if you ever wanted to try riding or learning how to do the sport, there's no better opportunity to meet the local people. I think people will be surprised by how diverse the local community is. So there's a lot of people to meet and make good connections and international connections and learn how to get into downhill skateboarding, give it a shot. And we have the new beginner event right after Lake Yarra Ranges. So if it's too much for you, you can give that a go and then, you know, come back to Yarra 2024. So...
Beautiful.
That's the trick, is to learn progressively rather than just throwing yourself in the deep end.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Julian, it's just amazing. It's an extreme experience, it sounds like, doing downhill skiing, but it's extreme experience event managing as well. So a huge thank you to yourself and the whole crew for putting us in the range. It's a great opportunity for the athletes and participants, but also for the community to be involved and show experience some fantastic world-class sport. So thank you so much. If people want to find out more, again, that website is victoriadownhill.com is the event website. So all information there for volunteering and event page as well. And it is on from Friday the 3rd to Sunday the 5th of March. All the best, Julian.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, really appreciate it. And thank you to the council members who've helped me with the funding, Upper Yarra Community Enterprise as well for help sponsoring us, and Victorian Skateboarding Association and everyone else in between. So thanks, guys, and really appreciate this opportunity. I hope we... just get more people involved and behind it, and we can continue running this for as long as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Okay. We're off to a song now, break now, and next we've got Dan from our youth team and Bella from our freezer crew.
Glad all over, baby, I'm glad all over, glad you're mine. welcome back to the Council Community Connection Show. My name's Dan Joyce. I am a youth development officer, and I'm in charge of the Yarra Valley, sort of like the Valley region, and also the urban area of Yarra Ranges. And I am lucky enough to have with me Bella Anderson, who is a committee member of our Defrosted Events crew, which is our local Yarra Valley Council freezer program. And she's also just a generally cool young person volunteering in the valley of the Yarra. Yeah, just in the valley area of Yarra Ranges. So thanks for joining me today, Bella.
No problem.
Cool. So do you want to start off by, like, maybe explaining a little bit about what Freezer is? Like, what do you actually do in it? Like, what's the program?
Freezer is a youth-based organisation program where we really just focus on arts and music-based events, and we plan and we organise them all, and it's super fun.
Yeah, cool. So how did you hear about joining the committee? How did you hear about joining Freezer?
Yeah, well, I was on a youth spotlight, part of the Yarra Rangers Council sort of spotlight month. And then after that, I just kept up with all the socials and everything, and they were just portraying people they wanted to come into the youth Freezer committee. And then I just decided to join up.
That's really cool. And we're super lucky to have you, I think. let's talk a little bit more about what actually happens inside those events, inside those meetings, I suppose. So what do you get much of a say about, like, events do you do, or like, what, yeah, what do you come up with a plan? Is it like, yeah, how does it all work, like, from your perspective?
Well, we get pretty much all of the say. Everyone in the group, we all collaborate with our ideas, we come up with what sort of event we actually want to do, and then we really just bring the ideas to our coordinators, and we all just work together to make sure it's all organized. And
that's pretty cool. So it's all, I guess it's like, it's very youth led.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And so I know you, like, you work at the moment with kids. So tell me a little bit more about what you do in that area, and, like, how that, like, I guess, could potentially be relevant to Freezer, or how you'd like it to be relevant.
So in the past, I've seen that Freezer's done a lot of youth and everything, events, and that's awesome. But because I work with kids as well, my mind sort of goes straight to family-friendly events or kids-based events. So I think it's really good that someone who works with kids has come into Freezer with a bit of perspective to do some family-friendly events as well. So I work at a party entertainment place called Wonderific, which is just in Lilydale, and we run all sorts of parties. We do face paintings. So I think it's been good to have, someone come from that aspect of, family-friendly to really get sort of those events going.
Yeah, okay. And so, like, you also do a little bit of volunteering around the valley area and just around the place. tell me a little bit more about that, and how Freezer might help with those sorts of things, or is it relevant at all?
Absolutely. I'm quite a new member to Freezer, but in the weeks that we've had the meetings, I found that I have learned so much from just the organisation of really how they work it out, how to plan events, how to be realistic with actually making things happen. And because I work and volunteer at the Rebel Community Centre, which is in Warburton, I've found that we're really willing to get the community involved with different events running there. So Freezer and learning some awesome skills from there has really helped me to get those things underway.
Yeah, great. And so how regularly do you meet? Do you meet every week, or?
It's every 2 weeks, and now it's changed to a Tuesday, and it's for about 2 hours,
Okay, cool. Would you recommend joining, like, particularly if, like, you've got, I don't know, like, say you're volunteering, doing super cool stuff around the place like you are in the valley. Would you recommend sort of getting involved?
I absolutely recommend getting involved. I wasn't too sure what it sort of was when I first went in, but everyone is super fun and super awesome, and it's just a bunch of young people wanting to collaborate on ideas and make things happen. So I absolutely just think everyone should get involved.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
And so, obviously it sounds like you have a lot of fun in there. What would you, where would you like to see Freezer go in the future, like being so youth-led and everyone in the committee having so much control over it, what would you like to do? Like, is there anything, like, particular events that you'd like to do?
I personally am really into art and I really believe in art therapy, but I don't know too much about it so far. So I would love to have sort of an art event or an art therapy event just to really dive more into that and also get youth involved with that as well.
That's really cool. And so when you talk about like an arts-based event, like what does that look like to you?
I think maybe... yeah, getting an art therapist in, just having a free day just for everyone to get involved and to really try it out. You know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, just getting everyone involved to truly try out, you know, art therapy.
Yeah, cool. And so what do you think it's, like, obviously, like, this has, like, a really, like, youth-focused, like, yes. This is what young people want in the Yarra Valley. Why do you think that's important?
I think it's definitely so important because, you know, we are the generation that's going to be doing these sort of things. We're going to be taking over eventually. So I think it's really important for us to just show what we need. And also because we're the middle at the moment, like teenagers, we can also talk to older people and see what they want, but also talk to young people, you know, kids and stuff. And we're just really in the middle. So I think it's a really good idea for us all to get involved.
Yeah, pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful place to be. And so, yeah, I guess, like, just going back to that that art therapy sort of interest that you have, I know I came out a little while ago to the Redwood Community Centre and had a meeting with you. And it was really interesting, I guess, like, some ideas that you had about some things that you could potentially run there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess, like, what's cool about art therapy to you? Like, what's the draw to it for you?
I really like the idea of it because I know so many different people through the community and all through the Yarra Rangers who've had difficulties within their lives, and I just think that art therapy is a really good way for us to all dive deeper into different, you know, relaxation techniques and everything like that. And we really wanted to try an event and or a, you know, ongoing thing at the Redwood to try and just, you know, get young people and people of, you know, younger ages to come in and hang out in the holidays and everything. And we were going to try and get that underway in January, but it didn't work out. So we're hoping to get it underway, you know, Easter holidays sort of thing, so people can come in and just try it out and hang out.
Well, it sounds like a really great place to sort of, get some cool events and stuff like that happening. And, yeah, obviously it's a really great resource as well. Okay, so just like jumping back to Frieza in general, like obviously Frieza and Defrosted Events at its heart is an event committee, like youth events planning committee. What have you got on at the moment? Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
We have a little event that's underway and at the moment it's called Lil Pick and it is happening on March the 19th at Lodar Lake and the sorts of things. It's a really friendly, family-friendly event, which means it'll have children's entertainment like face painting and jumping castles, but we've also got things like picnic packs because it's going to be sort of a little picnic event where there's going to be bands and we're still looking for some local bands as well. So if anyone knows any, then that'll be great. Yeah. But then it is going to be free except for Sausage Sizzle that might be a small donation to an event and to the charity that we choose to go along with it.
Yeah, great. Well, that's really great. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bella.
That's
really
all good.
Appreciate
that's awesome.
You coming by. And if you would like to get involved with Frieza or if you are interested in, getting involved in more programs or just doing stuff around your local area, feel free to get in touch with the youth team at Yarra Rangers at youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. Let us know. And we will get in touch with you as soon as possible. I think we're going to jump to a song now. Thanks very much for your time.
She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to tell her she's mine eternally. With loving care, I
on out on today's show. We are really fortunate to have Matt Shaw that's been able to join us. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Oh, look, not too bad. We were just commenting that it's a little bit soggy outside. I hope you're somewhere where it's nice and warm and dry.
I am indeed. Thank you.
Fantastic. Have you got a cuppa with you as well? Or
I just didn't quite have time to make one, but I'll survive. I had about eight already today. I'm a cup of tea fiend. I don't drink coffee, but I'm a huge tea drinker, so it's probably good for me to go without for a few minutes.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, we're pretty keen. You're connected to something called Yarra Valley Yarns. Tell us more. What's it all about?
Well, it's a new podcast series, which I've been really keen to sort of get up and running for quite a while now, and thankfully it was funded through the Grants for Community program, which I was really, really excited about. And it's essentially a five-episode podcast series which deals with five unique stories which are based here in the Yarra Ranges, be it via a colourful local personality or a local landmark. We have five local stories which I've been recording over the last little while, and they're coming up for air here at Yarra Valley FM in early March.
Fantastic, fantastic. And tell us a little bit, obviously you've been very, very patient pulling the podcast together, because we've had some little hiccups and hurdles along the way with COVID throwing a spanner in the works.
Yeah, unfortunately it's about 12 months behind actually, which is a bit embarrassing to be honest. But yeah, COVID came along, as we know, and threw a major spanner in the works. The main issue I had with this project as it related to COVID was just the delays and the difficulty in sitting down with people to record their stories. Obviously, we had the lockdowns, and in between the lockdowns, we tried to organise catch-ups, and then they were delayed. And then after the lockdowns sort of finished, we had some interviewees who decided to get away for a while, which was completely understandable, and that sort of caused a few more delays. But we got there in the end, and it's been great to sort of have those face-to-face interviews, because I was reluctant to do it all over the phone, to be honest. I really wanted to have that sort of sense of immediacy and a really sort of a personal one-on-one chat, and I'm glad that I waited to do it in person.
Yeah, I see. So the stories, I guess the storytelling, it sort of captures, it sounds like a variety of different people from within the Yarra Ranges.
Yeah, five local stories. What we did was I started up the Facebook page and just sort of put the call out. We had an ad running here at Yarra Valley FM for a while as well, and virtually straight away we had enough stories to sort of fill out that first series. So I was very, very lucky for that. So thank you to everybody who reached out. We had an email set up as well. But we had the five local stories. So there's five episodes. The first one deals with an almost forgotten story, which is you know, crazy when you think about it, because it's set in the early 70s, and it's all about what a local town can do when they want their sporting club sort of back. You know, it's an extraordinary story, and it was a pretty amazing time in the early 70s for this particular group. I don't want to give too much away, of course, but this
particular
group who got things up and running again in a major way, and then they, not long after, they went and set a world record. You know, what a story. And
fantastic.
Apart from glimpses here and there on Facebook, these are the sorts of stories that, you know, tend to sort of, you know, somehow, and I don't know how, they do get forgotten over time, even with a world record sort of thrown in. So it was a great opportunity to sit down with some of the people who were involved with the group at that time and who were part of that world record effort, that successful world record effort, while they were still around to tell their stories. And it was great. So that's one episode. We've also got one. We have a crime story, of course, about a pretty grisly crime which took place near Healesville in the 1890s. That's quite a tragic story. The story starts in India, and it ends in the old Melbourne jail. That's a really fascinating story, that one as well. So we've also got one on a local building, which is a part of our community and its long and colourful history. We also talked to a local historian about our community's contributions to wartime efforts from the Boer War to the present day, and more importantly, how we choose as a community to remember and commemorate those who served in conflict through the ages, if you like. that's a great conversation. And also one about a local landmark which has sort of, it's been part of our lives for, over 60 years now. You can't miss this thing. There's a few of them actually.
There's a bit of intrigue here.
Yes, so it's working, is it? That's good.
Fantastic.
And the role that's played in our community and our social history. So, yeah, five great stories. There's a bit of everything, and we sort of cover a few different topics there: sport, crime, history. Yeah, there's some great stuff there. I'm looking forward to sharing them.
Fantastic. And can I ask, Matt, how did it come about? How did you come up with the idea to pull together the podcast?
Well, I'm an avid podcast listener. My work takes me either, I normally work at home, but I can work all over Victoria, so I spend a lot of time in the car. And a few years back, I just got sick of listening to music all the time, to be honest, because I think you can have thousands of songs in the palm of your hand, but there's nothing that you want to listen to. But the beauty of a podcast is that you can listen to them while you're driving, and it keeps you alert, keeps you concentrating, and it makes the trip go really quick. And I just became addicted to listening to them, to be honest. And I thought, I'd love to give one a try, and that's how it basically came about. And I knew some of the of some of these local stories that weren't really being told, and I thought, what a great opportunity to record them and preserve them forever. And that's how it basically came about.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it sort of captures the history and the colourful past of whether it be a landmark or a building or personalities too. So it's important for documenting those historical facts that sometimes, like you say, can fall through the cracks.
Yeah, I think so. And local history is really important. It's important that these are our stories, of our region, of our community, the people that we know and love. And that's really important to get them down. And there are other ways, of course, of recording history. I know we have a lot of local historical societies as well who do an incredible job. And this project sort of brought me in contact with some of those people. And, just the passionate people we have out there in our community that work in the history sort of field, and the recording of those stories is just amazing. Most of them are obviously volunteers. It's really exciting, and there are just so many great stories that are yet to be told. There could be hundreds of episodes of Yarra Valley Yarns. Who knows? It could be the start of something.
It could be the start of something far greater and bigger. I can imagine you've got your pen and paper there, and you're just plotting out the next podcast series after the success of the first one.
Yeah, and by all means, to everybody out there in wireless world, if you listen to the podcast series and you think, gee, I know of a really colourful character or an important event, or you have a great story that you'd like to share, please do get in touch. We have an email address, yarravalleyyarns@gmail.com, and we have a Facebook page as well. So please reach out, get in touch, and if you've got a story to share, we'd love to hear about it. We'd love to come and stick a microphone in your face.
Fantastic, Matt. And I guess on that too, you mentioned earlier that Series 1 of Yarra Valley Yarns is about to launch. So can we just remind our listeners as to when that kicks off and where they can access it?
That's right. So it's going to be broadcast here on Yarra Valley FM from Sunday the 5th of March at 5 o'clock. So there'll be an episode per week for the 5 weeks. And after each episode is broadcast, they'll be uploaded onto our website, so you can access them free at any time you'd like to have a listen, and pretty much anywhere else you manage to get your podcast, it'll be available. So the 5th of March is when it all sort of happens.
Fantastic. Thanks. Look, I'm a bit of a murder podcast buff, so I will definitely be tuning into that episode as well as the others. But, look, there's certainly a range there, colourful stories, lots of information, and I'm sure there's just something, it's a bit of a pick and mix. There's something for everyone there.
I hope so, Kelly. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, look, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you checking in and sharing with our listeners what's on the cards for Yarra Valley Podcast, and, wishing you all the best for your launch.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Can I just thank the Shire and your team as well for your patience and your support through this? I certainly could have done it without you, and you've been absolutely wonderful to work with, and as I said, your patience and allowing us to do our thing with all the delays. So thank you so much. And I just also wanted to thank Yarra Valley FM, because they're just a beautiful bunch of people, and also the gang at the Seville Community House, who have also supported this project from day one as well.
Fantastic. Not a problem. Great shout out. Thanks for that, Matt.
Thanks, Kelly.
Take care.
You too.
Wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in Old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who may not know at all who I might be. If you ever see me coming, and if you know who I am, don't you breathe it to nobody, 'cause you know I'm on the lam. Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Jeannie Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this Texas town. But I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad. Stopped to get myself a map, went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Shreveport, woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wanted man in Albuquerque, wanted man in Syracuse, wanted man in man in Baton Rouge. There's somebody set to grab me anywhere that I might be, and wherever you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi.
And welcome back to the Council Connection Show. And a last little update of some local events and things happening in the area. So some good, great opportunities coming up soon this weekend. 5th of February, we've got the Camelot Castle Medieval Village Fair. It's on Hillsville Kiriwap Road in Yellingbo. It's a free event if you haven't heard of it. It's a fantastic staple in the Upper Yarra here in the Valley. We had it... last year, a few years break, but last year it happened again, and it's on this weekend. It's a free event. Beautiful medieval castle up in Yellingbo there. It's Punch and Judy and face painting and target practice. Lots of games, lots of food. Beautiful experience in the grounds there. So it's a free event. Great for the kids and the whole family. There's a gold coin donation to enter. It's only open once a year, this site. So if you want to check out a beautiful medieval castle in Yellingbo, this is the weekend to do it, so check it out. This 5th of Feb, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And Kelly, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, look, fresh off the back of the Australian Tennis Open, if you're interested in tennis and you want to get moving and get connected socially, the Steels Creek Tennis Club have their open day this Sunday, so Sunday the 5th of February. Things kick off at 12 noon with a social barbecue and then a bit of a social chat and hit and giggle afterwards. You don't necessarily need to be a member. The friendly team down there are open and welcome to new members, even if you want to go down and have a look and see what it's all about. So it's a perfect opportunity to get out, hopefully in some sunshine, and meet the friendly crew down there and get a little bit of physical exercise and probably a giggle along the way.
Yeah, beautiful. And the Redwood Centre in Warburton's been getting active and busy. They've got a functional fitness and fun program starting on Monday and Thursdays. at the Redwood Centre. So this is a fitness group for those who would like to start exercising and recommence working out, but not quite ready for the gym. So barriers may include a lack of confidence or limited knowledge or fitness or experience, feeling a bit anxious about joining the gym and just want to have more friendly and safer space to start up with. So this could be for you. So it's on Mondays and Thursdays at the Redwood Centre in Warburton. To find out more, just search, pop in the Redwood Centre, or you can search Redwood Community Centre Warburton on their website for more information as well. They're also starting their story time with Kelly on Tuesdays from 11 till 11:30. So this is a story time to coincide with their Chewy Tuesdays food programs up there at the top there. If you've got some kids along and grab some fresh fruit, there's lovely Kelly. They'll be reading some stories to the kids while you get to grab some nice fresh fruit and vegetables as well. They also have their lounge, laundry and showers available to the community free of charge on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesdays from 10 to 2 o'clock. And lastly, they're getting very busy too. This is a snake safety and first aid seminar on Thursday, the 9th of February. So a bit of a chance for you. Now, summer, you'll see a few more snakes around now that we're finally getting warm. This seminar is perfect for all people living locally. Information and interactive two-hour program. Participants will learn all things about snakes, local snakes, spiders, how to identify them, the habitats, being aware, and how to be preventative as well. So that's on Thursday, the 9th of February from 4 to 6 p.m. All of that's at the Redwood Centre in Warburton as well. So if you find out more, just search Redwood Community Centre. You'll find the website there with all information, or search their socials as well.
Fantastic. There's a ton happening over in your neck of the woods there, Michael. And last but not least, we've got a couple of opportunities. Council's Regional Community Recovery Committee grants, round two, is open. Grants of up to $10,000 for local community groups in the Upper Yarra area, but also the Valley. Grant rounds open at the moment. And for community groups that have projects and ideas to, I guess, support community to recover, bounce back from COVID and storms, but also just to socially connect with each other. And over in the Valley, the committee members have been working hard to connect with community, and they've got a couple of just pop by, drop in sessions happening this weekend. So the first one's on Saturday, the 4th of Feb at the Yarra Glen IGA from 9 until 11. If the weather's great, the friendly folk from the Yarra Glen's Men's Shed will be cooking up some snags on the barbie. So you're welcome to pop down and ask some questions and grab a snag. And then on Sunday, the 5th of February, the crew will be out at Hillsville River Street Market between 8 and 1 p.m. So a great opportunity if you've got some questions on behalf of your community group, pop down and see the local committee members. They're there to support you.
Cheers, thanks, Kelly. If you want to find out more information about that as well, you just go to the council website, yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and just search grants, and you'll have all information there about our small grants are open every month, annual grants are we have once a year, but also the community recovery grants are there for each of the regions there. So all information is at the yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and just search grants, and you'll be able to find it all there. Great stuff happening in the community. It's great to be back. First show for the year. Very exciting. Some stories and some skating and some great youth activities happening as well. So great to be living in the Yarra Ranges in the Valley. It's a fantastic place to live and work. And we'll see you all and hear you all again next month on the first Wednesday of the month from 2 to 3 p.m.